I won't be long. It was very important that we hear what Dad took place. Dad just took us to another place, and he endorsed. And for the adults, you know, Pastor just want, it was for the youth and the young adults, for Radical Ones. He had his assistant send it out to Yahweh, and so the majority of us showed up, and we thank you for that. Amen. But it was all. Dad was just moving all over the place. Brother Samuels and Sister Kai, they were totally amazed. And Sister Samantha, they were totally amazed at, you know, we take it for granted, but they were totally amazed at how the other house treats their pastor, and they got to see it for themselves. They always give our pastor the royal welcome. And that was a blessing. So when we first got there Friday, summoned into the office with the other pastors, and Pastor Simone asked me how I was doing. And even though there was almost 26 of us, you know, we couldn't have everybody come up, because I wanted to at least take a little opportunity to give the word that I believe the Lord had given me to share. In that way, when Pastor asked me, love, what was the word, I can say, well, you know, everybody else preached but me, which is okay. I'm of this sort. You know, I like to be in the background. I like to help push or elevate those that are up and coming for a generation that we need to reach. Because whatever I can do to push you up, you know, whatever I can do to get underneath you so that you can reach your generation, that's why I'm here. Pastor and I have this thing, and I was surprised that he said it at Yahweh. And all of you that were here during Yahweh, he said he can't wait for me to go full time. And I wanted to say, but I like my job. Then I had to repent to Dad, you know, because whatever it is, you know, that he has designed for this ministry, I'm ready. I'm ready. If my man of God wants me to go full time, I'm going full time. I'll be here to scrub the floors, Brother Rocky, because I believe in working. And that's all the message that came out of that house. Other than Dad sent us to Modesto, not through Pastor Verna, but through guest speakers endorsing the prophetic word that's not only been spoken about Pastor, but what Pastor has been releasing in the house. And so Friday night, you know, before we were released to go outside, Pastor Simone asked me, so how are you? And she's just smiling and glowing. I said, you know, as everybody else been saying, there's been a change since, you know, Pastor has gathered together a team. There's been a shift in the atmosphere. The anointing's been different. There's just something different. And every time I ask Pastor, because he's my thermostat, because it's his ministry, he says, it's different, love. It's not the same. There's different. The atmosphere is different. The people are different. And whatever it is that God's doing, he wants to guard and protect that. And so when Pastor Simone asked me, because, you know, she wasn't asking the first lady. When I would go out and minister, Sister Shanice can attest to this. You know, when people would come up to me, I would tell them, not every first lady operates like this. Because the first lady can't pronounce a blessing over your life. It takes an office, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Because the first lady is of the natural humanity. And in my humanity, I can't pronounce a blessing over you. In the new covenant, God has established Ephesians chapter 4. Every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor and teacher. So when you come up to me, you're not coming up to a woman. You're coming up to a prophet. Now, if you receive the prophet... will be able to pronounce the blessing as people, as Brother Joshua said, they kept coming up to Pastor after everybody came through the fire tunnel. There were still lines forming for Pastor and I was tired. So when I turned around to take a seat, so they got smart, they blocked my seat. So I looked at them, and they said, well, you know, we're here. I could hear Brother Samuelson, pastor on this side with some other men. And so I'm here, and they said, well, it's our turn. And I'm thinking we already did that through the fire tunnel. But, you know, we want you to pray for us. So in obedience, we did. And so what happens is, coming back into the room, it was so much, it was popping in the Holy Ghost. I said, you know, you're asking me how I'm doing. And pastor says, you know, with everything that's been happening, there's a shift. And the anointing in the house has been different since pastor has been, like, separating himself with the men and separating himself unto prayer and going up into the mountain of God and seeking God for himself. And then when he comes back down, there's a release of the word that is wrapped in the anointing that is able to penetrate the souls of men, because before the word can hit the spirit, it got to go through the layer of the person's soul, because not every soul wants to receive the word of the living God. And so, but the problem is sometimes, you know, because I said, you know, we need character in the body of Christ. We lack character in the body. The ungodly don't know nothing about the anointing, but the ungodly will recognize character. The anointing is for the church, but you need character to carry that anointing. And she said, you're preaching my word. I said, stop talking to me then. So she got up and left me. I said, but things are happening. Pastor and I, we're not too vocal in what God is doing in our lives. We let you testify about what God's doing in this ministry. And so when we all go out there, and Brother Joshua said it, it was packed to capacity. And the honor that they always bestow upon him, and the first speaker hits it out the ballpark. And within minutes, he says, you know, we got to come back. We got to come back. The church has got, you know, we got to start, and it's something like we have to, you know, we have to define or redefine. We need to redefine the church. All of TFT got up and shouted, and it startled the speaker. It startled the speaker. In addition to that, it was on every speaker that house brought. Endorsed the message and the prophetic word that has been spoken over this ministry and over pastor's life. Endorsed it. What do you mean, Pastor Lucia? When dad endorses something, that means it's on. It's on. Now, the prophet did not know when I kept looking at Sister Mika, because dad is about to change things for Sister Mika. Dad is about to change things for Sister Mika. Because one thing, if y'all listen to the recording, it's like the prophet was standing before pastor and said, you're one that you don't like to get glory. You don't like all that honor. You know, you like to put your, you know, like, no, no, no. And that is true about him. It's very true about him. He's very humble and very patient. And he waits for the fruit, the godly fruit, to come forth. And one thing, you know, my daughter's in the room, one of my daughters is in the room, and she knows me. I'm stricter than any person she can imagine, and she knows why. Why am I using her? I would rather use one of my own. The reason why she knows that, and I heard her say it one time, but she knows, I will give you my last dollar if you're serving Dad according to his standards. I will help you come up, and I will let you use me as a ladder so that you can get closer to Dad. That's how Pastor and I are. And so when people come to Pastor and I, can we go somewhere? we're going to leave here. It was my intention. I told Deacon Aquino that it was my intention to finish. But, you know, anytime you take the mic, you always create preachers. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because there's a word you'll always, or Dad will use anybody to release a word. And there were a lot of us that went there. And that spoke to the house of Soul Harvest. And let me park here. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, because I need to put scripture in what I'm saying. So we had this firewall. And did little Jelani go with the kids? So we had this firewall. So little Jelani came with a cast. Pastor and I were totally surprised when we came out the room, and he's passing us up, and I, you know, and when he came through, and I said, Sister Dan, make sure he gets back. And so he had this cast, so pastor's like, said something, but it was just buzzing all over the place. And Mark, Brother Mark from Davis, they're turning Davis upside down, Assemblies of God on fire. So Sean Smith had called up people who needed prayer. You know, it was happening, and I was in the back with Sister Kaya. Then all of a sudden, little Jelani comes back to his mom. Mom, you know, somebody prayed for my hand, and it feels better than the one that's not in a cast or something like that. It feels new. It feels new. And so what happened was Brother Mark followed him, and then he says, this is the man, Mom. This is the man that prayed for my hand. And so they're a part of the ministry of Sean Smith, the speaker for Friday. And so the next day, he comes all happy with no cast. No cast, right? So that's going on. I mean, it was popping. The whole day was popping. The whole day was popping. Night service, you know, we're about to be dismissed. Pastor Verna, you know, had called at the end of the service to form a firewall. We did that. Here comes little Jelani standing next to Pastor, between Pastor and Brother Kwame. And so, you know, little Jelani, he had this posture about him. You know, either he'll do this, he'll do this, he'll do this. And I'm like, look at him assessing the problem. And then all of a sudden somebody come up, he'll stand there, then you'll go, psh, and the people start trembling. So we didn't touch because we wanted to make sure that God was on this young man to do what he was doing. So every person that young Jelani laid hands on trembled. Either trembled, got drunk, or fell out. Small to the oldest, it didn't matter who. That's in the house. That's in the house. I mean, this young man was gone. And so what happened was everything had gone through and it was coming to a closure, all for the purpose of the prophetic word that was released in 2006. And how befitting in the beginning of 2014, Dad would endorse that word again. Three locations and the apostolic. Unbeknownst that Dad had already revealed the vision to Sister Samantha as well. Dad will confirm, reaffirm, and affirm the anointing, and it's in the anointing and the office. So when you come up to Pastor, hold Ephesians 4, go to 2 Chronicles 20:20. Everybody knows what that says, I'm quite sure. But for the sake of validating the message that I'm bringing today, it's very important that you read it for yourself. And for the sake of time, I'm not going to give any history. I'm just going to read 2 Chronicles 20:20. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." And so when people come up to pastor, they're not coming up to seek a pronouncement from his natural humanity. They're supposed to come up to the office that God has placed upon him and the mantle that God and God alone, that cloak has put on him. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord. And believe in the man of God that you have submitted your life to. When you come for prayer, don't come up looking for your uncle, for your father, for your husband, for the natural family lineage, because he can't do nothing for you. When you come to him, you come to draw a blessing from the office that God has placed on him, because the office is from God. Ephesians 4, this is elementary, but it's good because you know why? Of where God is taking this ministry. Ephesians 4:11, now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Listed there is the apostolic and the pastoral, of which, and also prophetic, of which Pastor Killings is covered under. So it's vitally important that you recognize the office that is upon the set man of God in the house. The office is appointed and anointed by God. Natural relationship is birthed through the lower Adamic nature. Pastor cannot pronounce a blessing over you, but the prophet, the apostolic, the pastoral can. Because it is in the office where the blessing comes. Because he's been given that authority to release that pronouncement over your life here in the earth. Pastor has been speaking to the leaders every Sunday morning, of course, except for this morning, about what he wants to see. What he's been beginning, he's now releasing us. To the degree that, you know, don't come with any desire to build your own ministry or to launch your ministry. Grab a hold of the vision that's already been established in the house. Run with that vision. Run with that vision. And so it's vitally important because people will always look at us through their natural lens. And it's okay. We don't have to argue. We don't have to convince. We don't have to, you know, pull out our qualifications, our resume to convince people who we are. The anointing speaks for itself. The anointing validates the office that God has placed on our lives. Because if it happened in the days of Jesus, where his marker said, "Is not this the carpenter's son?" So if you can't see pastor in his office, you'll always look at him in your natural lens. And if you look at pastor in the natural position, whatever that is to you, you will never receive a blessing. You will never receive a blessing. I always use me. I never had to fill one application since the time I've been at my job But Dad, every director has asked for me to where I'm at now. Every director didn't have to prove myself, because the world needs to see character out there. The world needs for us, you know, to see character, Christ likeness. If you start at 8, be there before 8. Whatever time we start, and when we're there, make sure we work the whole time we're there. Because they need to see the difference between, I was sharing with Pastor, I said, you know, and I've got 3 minutes. I'm so tired. I never was. And he shared this with the pastors there in the room. She hates when other churches talk about other churches. Or, you know, when I first came in to the Lord, I used to hear things like this. It's so quiet in here. It's like a Presbyterian church. Just little things like that, that will bring about division in the minds of the people. And he said she hates things like that. She hates when one denomination talks about another denomination because another denomination has said something about this church over here. And I said, and just this week, while I was afflicted and down Wednesday, down again Thursday. What happened was, and so Pastor had this channel on this particular person that he likes to view. And they were just talking about another ministry. Then you turn another channel and they were talking about another ministry. And I said, you know, if we did that much talking from the pulpit, we'll never get nothing done. And we have sown discord. I'm done. We're always talking about people. We're always talking about, because I report everything to Pastor. From the littlest thing, who said what, who responded what, when did this happen, the date, the time, who was the witness to everything. I do that. Dad has taught me that from the time I came to him. And when I have meetings, I'll make sure those that trust and have my heart will be there to witness every conversation. And Pastor, no, we never argue or try to defend anything that has been brought. Sometimes, yeah. And so what happened was, it's like everything that we do, we're about to launch into 3 locations, Sister Vivian. 3 locations. Dad's bringing it all the way back. Because you know why, Brother Larry? Because, you know, Pastor and I have been feeling the thermostat. Something's about to happen. I said, there's tremors happening. There's tremors happening. Sister Mika, you hold on. Dad is about to restore some things in your life. There's some tremors happening. And you know what happens when there's tremors? There's about to come an earthquake. There's a shaking. And so Dad is about to shake things and bring everything into divine alignment concerning TFT. And so the other thing is, like, if we talk so much, see, because people don't know their element. People don't know their element. Here on the earth, we don't need a suit like you wear if you were going to go to the moon. Here you can just breathe the air that's floating around or whatever it is. But if you were outside of your element, you're going to struggle. You don't know how to handle that. Too many times the church don't know how to teach the people how to walk right once they come out of their element, out of the kingdom of darkness. They were in an element that was comfortable for them before being born again. Now that they're a child of God, they're in a new element, but still trying to operate as if they're still in the world. And there needs to be a direct teaching about that. And so the transformation needs to take place. And I'm going to share this because I was sharing this with Pastor a few weeks ago. You know, too many times, because of the anointing in the house, people come in and the anointing is so strong, they hit you at the door. I've received it time and time again, that how people are so captivated by the presence of God in the house. And so Pastor and I, you know, he's got some things in his heart, and so we're doing that. And so what happened is that we come into the house, transformation takes place, and I'll say it real simply, it's like a caterpillar. A caterpillar, it crawls on the earth. You just crawl. That's the lower nature. That's how you are. You crawl, you walk earth on the earth. You have no ability to soar because you're a caterpillar. You are a fallen nature. You don't know dad yet. You don't know God yet. You haven't received the Jesus Christ. Says this is simple, but you need to get it. So in that way, you're not tossed to and fro about who you are. And so what happens is we are like that caterpillar prior to being born again. That's our life. We crawl, we walk, no ability to soar. But then when we come into Jesus, you start being transformed. You start transforming and changing into this caterpillar. This is what the Holy Ghost gave me, Sister Janaea. Instead of finishing the process, the caterpillar changes into the butterfly. A lot of us think now that we have wings, we're a butterfly, think we have eagle's wings. We're just a butterfly. But we come in, the anointing hits you hard. You come to life. You see a transformation taking place. You're just changing from a caterpillar to a butterfly. But then yet too many times we think we're an eagle with an eagle's wings. But yet the process has not been done. And then yet it's like the woman of God said, we self-destruct in the process to our promise. Because we think we can soar to the heights and degree that God has called us to soar into. But you can never go high in dead with butterfly wings. You'll be looking at the bottom of a bird's feet as it flies over you. So we have to recognize that there's a process that we all need to go through. And it's painful for some, but you have to be willing to allow the process to complete its work. Can we stand up? It's like, Dad is getting everything in alignment. Pastor with what Dad has been speaking to some of these men and the roles they're now responsible over. And it's a blessing to me. And he doesn't always share everything with me regarding his decisions. But when I heard about these last two, I was like, yeah, they look like it too. They fit the description. Because we need to embrace the vision in the house. There's a lot of things that we're launching into, and Pastor's already on the launching pad of those things. And it's vitally important that every speaker said tonight, we embrace our pastor. I've said it before, and I have no desire to be out in the front lines or to have my own ministry, no desire. I had to close the other one down because it was getting stupid. And when things get stupid, I gotta go. And when people get stupid, I definitely gotta go. And so Pastor has the heart and the mantle and the vision. I gotta share with him about Sister Ruth coming out and Brother Umana and just things that Dad is doing in this hour. And so with everything that's taken place or being said, you have to make sure that you connect with the vision that has already been established in the house. Amen. And I highly feel impressed in to see, because Sister Dottie wanted us to pray for her. And so we're going to extend our hands. If everybody could extend their hands of faith towards her when I went to go greet her. She had asked, you know, please pray for her. Please pray for her. And I'm not sure, and I'm not going to guess. I'm not good at guessing, and my kids know that. Be plain with me. Because even if you might be talking about me in my face, I will never know that. And that I love that. You know, you might be saying something about me. I don't think you're talking about me. That's just the way Dad made me. But until somebody comes and bring that enlightenment, I go into that caterpillar. And then Dad has to transform me back into that butterfly. And so we're going to extend our hands towards Sister Dottie. As Minister Denise, I don't know what area she wanted prayer in, but we're just going to release prayer over her life. When I went to go greet her, she said, just, you know, pray for me and pray for me. So we're just going to extend our hands towards you as you pray for her or however you see fit with her. Amen.